So the narcissist is so abnormal, you have to get away from them to see it, because they spent their whole life pretending to be normal. And it's like little glitches. It's like a demon in them that comes out and you're like, where did that come from? What does that mean? It's kind of like the witches. The witches say stuff that don't make sense, right? Why do they say stuff that don't make sense? Because they don't make sense. They're inverted. The Old Testament makes it clear that to not want, not hold evil in your heart towards somebody, right? Don't be happy when God knocks back the evil person or destroys them or whatever. God is always looking on the heart. Even in the Old Testament, it's clear. Deuteronomy, read it. So, God is looking on the heart. You might say, well, David said, was praying, Lord, destroy my enemies, you know. And people talk about righteous anger or whatever. You might say, well, how do you reconcile those two things? First of all, you have to make sure your heart's not evil. You know, you got to make sure your motivation is right. If David was doing God's will, wanting to do God's will, and the enemy came in to destroy it, then he's standing up for what God wants, you know. If you're trying to do right, and the enemy comes in and tries to destroy it, yeah, you can pray that. You pray God, you let God do it. Lord, do you see my enemy? Do you see what they're doing? Please take care of it. When I was married, my wife was just acting crazy. So I prayed. I said, Lord, you know, something ain't right. Please do something. 3 days later, she was gone and never came back. You got to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself. And you've got to set up boundaries. But you also got to let God do His thing. And you've got to learn from your mistakes and don't keep letting them back in and don't keep putting up with the malarkey, you know. When you wake up to the realization that boundaries is love, that accountability is love, that holding somebody accountable to their duties and their responsibilities, that is love, instead of just enabling somebody. When you wake up to that, your whole world's going to change. Because all these people you enabled, whether they're narcissists or just pure lazy or whatever they are, the ones you enabled, they go away. Because they can't vampire off of you anymore, you know? The only reason they shut up in your world is because they saw some leniency. An open door where you're trying to be Jesus for somebody, and that's idolatry. If we're trying to fix somebody or trying to save somebody, we're trying to be Jesus. Is that idolatry? Yeah. Nobody can be Jesus for somebody else. That's idolatry. Idol worship. Love does not push somebody to be lazy. Love does not push somebody to be irresponsible. Love pushes people to be accountable, responsible, and to ingenuity and to get up and walk by faith and get to moving, you know? That's what real love is. To get people to take responsibility is real love. Because think about when they're older and everybody around them's gone or they don't have any help. They need that discipline early on, you know? Or what's sad is, and this is true, I don't know if it's true today, but I think it is. It's probably true today than it was before, but I know it was true way back because there was no technology to teach people. But most of the time, the reason people got married was they wanted somebody else to take care of them. They lived in fear that when they get older, they need somebody else to take care of them. That's why most people got married. Most marriages are not based on love. It's based on some kind of need, some kind of greed, some kind of feed, some kind of insecurity, some kind of something that's like the reason people get married is not based on love most of the time, not real love. It's based on fake love. They don't even know who they are, much less who the other person is. I mean, if you don't even know who you are, what's that about? And somebody might say, well, we're changing all the time. Yeah, that's true, but you really don't know who you are until a certain age, you know, or unless you've done the inner work. In a world full of lies, in a system of lies, of cultures and cults and isms and denominations and half-truths and somebody wanting you to do their will instead of God's will of the Gentiles, the will of the flesh. They're wanting somebody to do some other will besides what God has called you to do. Corinthians 7 makes it clear you're better off staying single, man or woman, because when you get married, the cares of this life kick in. The man's trying to please the woman, which is impossible. The woman's trying to please the man, which is impossible. 1 Corinthians 7, read it. It's very clear that your mind is divided. When you get married, your mind is divided from the spirit plane to the natural plane. From the spirit plane to the world. That's why we have Christmas, and that's why we have Valentine's Day, and that's why we have holidays, because it's all worldly of the world. You gotta please your spouse. You gotta go to the in-law dinner because that makes your spouse happy, even though the in-laws are lost and hell-bound and everything they say out of their mouth is contrary. And when you don't do it, you're going to be divorced, because if you don't tie into the world when you're married, you're going to get divorced because it's a worldly thing. Read it, 1 Corinthians 7. Read it with spiritual eyes. Don't read it but based on your understanding. Read it based on what God is saying in His Word. When you marry, it's pleasers of men. Whether it's the man pleasing the woman, the woman pleasing the man. You're trying to please a human. Instead of pleasers of God, you're trying to please a human. How's that going to work out? It ain't. Somebody says, well, marriage is a good thing. Yeah, the Bible says marriage is a good thing. So while you're down here, go ahead and get married. But know you're going to have trouble. Big trouble. You're going to have some trouble. All you have to do is read 1 Corinthians 7 and be enlightened with the truth. The truth will set you free, right? If you let it. Being focused on something down here is slavery.